Hi, guys, and welcome. This is Jen Gaeta Siciliano, artist, memoir writer, bipolar psychiatric survivor, and your host of Not As Crazy As You Think podcast, the place that offers an alternative perspective on mental illness, highlighting creativity, non-conventional healing, and breaking on through to the other side. If you are ready for a new narrative on the mental realm that celebrates crazy and cool without penalty, then Not As Crazy As You Think is for you. Hello, this is Jen Gaeta Siciliano, your host of Not As Crazy As You Think podcast. Today, I just really want to give a quick update just to touch base with my audience and let them know my update on my prescription drug tapering process. It's been 2 years since I started the tapering, and I figured let me give you a summary of what I had intended to do, what the plan was, how the plan went, and everything I've learned along the way. So I started this process February of 2021, and it was right around the time that things were changing in the field. During that time, there was a lot of talk about this upcoming major publication on tapering antipsychotics, and that was released by head author Mark Horowitz, a psychiatrist from UCL Psychiatry who also experienced tapering himself, who right now, as it stands, is one of the major players in being on the team to reveal the unscientific validity, or invalidity, I should say, of the chemical imbalance theory. He put out this past summer, in July 2022, a major, breakthrough reveal with that. But beforehand, he did start off with this tapering antipsychotic study, and it was put in the schizophrenia bulletin called A Method for Tapering Antipsychotic Treatment That May Minimize the Risk of Relapse. And at about the same time, after 27 years of being on antipsychotics forcibly, I was just experiencing this numbness, a sort of reaching a glass ceiling feeling that I just couldn't live with anymore, especially after having, say, survived COVID, right? I'm here in 2021. I've lived through 2020. I just felt I had no excuse. I had started this podcast already, and I felt like if I was supposed to be this voice for the psychiatric survivor about speaking against the system, maybe I should try to fully officially get out of the system for real myself. And really, the only way to do that truly is to get off their medication, because otherwise you're going to be stuck with them for the rest of your life. And that's what they want, right? They want their client to keep paying them. That's how it works. So the first step is to let go of those ideas that hold you down, because truly in the end, this is just a concept, right? That you need them and you can't live without them. And they tell you this repeatedly over and over. Oh, you're so lucky that you live in the 2000s where, you know, this kind of thing can be taken care of with these wonderful meds. What did people do beforehand, you know, years back? Well, if you look at the history of any kind of forced treatment, it's always been about social control. And I knew that. Being the outside of the box thinker that I always was, I knew that they wanted to curtail that aspect of my personality. So I knew it was time. In order to move forward, I had to let it go. I had tried twice before, though, and failed. And the first time I was 25, only on them for a couple of years, and I was like, screw this, I don't need them. I knew what my heart was telling me, and I knew I didn't need this stuff, but I knew nothing about withdrawal symptoms. By 2017, though, an article was put forth in Psychotherapy and Psychosomatics called Antipsychotic-Induced Dopamine Supersensitivity Psychosis, Pharmacology, Criteria, and Therapy. In this article that puts forth this information, that if any of us knew of what could happen, my family members, if I knew way back when I was 25, it might have made my life so much easier. But yeah, nobody cared, and they honestly still don't care. So if you are interested in tapering from antipsychotics, the only thing I'm going to tell you is that you must go slow, because you will increase the chance of getting back in the hospital. And that's what you're trying to avoid, right? Because it has to do with science, actually. It changed your chemistry. So how do you change your chemistry back? Well, what these antipsychotics essentially do is interact with the dopamine D2 receptor, okay? So they reduce that signaling, okay? So basically, there's the neurotransmitter dopamine, where, you know, we get our dopamine fixes, right? There's that sense of that feel-good stimulation. Well, when you go into any kind of psychosis, that there's a large amount of dopamine being released. So this antipsychotic is designed to stop that overproduction. But what happens is, I guess this is the natural adaptation. We create more dopamine receptors when we're not getting enough dopamine. If it's going through just a tiny, tiny bit and trickling out, our body actually creates more receptors so that we can get more of that dopamine, right? So this adaptation occurs. But what happens is, when you immediately let go of antipsychotics very abruptly with no tapering, then you have all this extra dopamine coming in. And now an enormous amount of adapted extra receptors are there, receiving more dopamine than you can handle. So you might have like sensations of ants crawling on the brain, or, you know, you might not be able to even walk because you're so dizzy. So these are things that you want to avoid, okay? It's almost like an overdose, like a super sensitivity of this dopamine. And it can resemble the look of another psychotic episode. It might not have anything related to any sort of psychosis, but it looks like it because of the overstimulation of the nervous system. So there's really no way around it. You have to try to make sure that you reduce this stuff carefully because of this supersensitivity psychosis, which can lead to movement disorders like tardive dyskinesia. And I had a temporary bout with that in my 20s with some bad meds. The old stuff before the atypicals came out. And it was really enough to honestly make you want to end it. And I'm here telling you the truth. This is why a lot of people end up killing themselves on these meds. Okay. It's ugly. All right. I know it's ugly, this story, but if we don't discuss it, we're never going to move past it. And people are dying. Okay. Over this. So we have to discuss it. And just for me, it's the only thing I have in this world to make sense of my life is to discuss this so that other people don't have to go through this. So it's invasive, these drugs, and they change your chemistry for real. So the idea is to try to get it under control. The best way to do this is to go slowly, and I mean really, really slowly. You know, I didn't know how to do this back then. So like many people who want to get off this stuff, I just took myself off it the first time, which is very harmful to your body. I know it hurts to be on this stuff, but just do it slowly. It's the best advice I can give. So a good taper is reportedly effective by those patients who have reported their journeys is about 10% of the previous month's dose. And that's really what I did almost the full way, except these last few months when I increased that percentage. And if you see that you can handle it, you might up the percentage, okay? But always go back to the previous month's dose, not the overall dosage where you started, because that is different. And that's how it works, because you have to worry about those dopamine receptors. You give yourself time to heal in between. If you do it every month, 10% of the previous month's dose, whatever issues that are there where your body and brain have to readapt, this gives your brain a chance to heal. Now, when I decided that I was going to do this because I wanted my brain back, I talked to my psychiatric nurse at the time, and I had managed to successfully get out of the psychiatrist-patient relationship and go into a psychiatric nurse-patient relationship, which was so much better because they just don't have the same attitude problem. And okay, if you're a psychiatrist, no offense, I'm sure that there's good ones out there, like, say, Dr. Mark Horowitz and others who are doing the right thing. But most psychiatrists who have bipolar patients on meds and in and out hospitals for years of their lives, they have no interest in discussing the option of getting off these meds, okay? So she wouldn't have it. She did attempt to take me as far down as she could with the pill forms in the lowest dose. But then when I needed to take less, she wouldn't write any compound prescriptions for me because their system only allows them to write prescriptions based on the pill forms available from Big Pharma. So you have to go to a private person, which is very expensive. And this is where it's sad, because people who need help in the tapering process, they often don't have the money to do this. And, you know, I'm going to tell you that is the truth. Now, the UK is ahead of the game because they have these things called tapering strips. They don't have that here. So you're really on your own. But please, I was waitressing doing this, okay, during COVID. It is worth putting this front and center and just making the sacrifices that you need to, because once it's done, And it's done so that your body can actually adapt and be healthy again. Now, a lot of times they say that you can add sometimes an additional drug to help with the tapering process. If there's any kind of inflammation or anything that could crop up, at least you can rely on that. If you're uncomfortable, you at least have something to get the edge off, right? So I believe that finding something to help you during this transition period can be helpful in the process. And I knew that cannabis would be helpful to me because I was already smoking it. But you could point to a lot of materials, even in the product safety information on any dosing and administration pamphlet for medical marijuana. And it talks about the contraindications that you need to pay attention to. So naturally, anybody that has had acute psychosis or other psychotic, unstable psychiatric conditions, they say not to use this stuff, right? So I'm not going to speak to that because there are people who find these substances problematic. On the other hand, many don't, okay? So, you know, I don't want to go into all the studies that they've seen where people have issues. I'm going to tell you that if you feel that you want to try it, it is worth it because me and my doctor, Dr. Lynn Peronik, who is an amazing woman, she does take patients. I will have her information in the notes. We had a huge success with this. This was an option for me because I had already tested it and I knew I can handle it. And so I said, let me find a real doctor who can write the prescriptions for me while I taper for the compound prescriptions and really teach me about the right terpenes and the right levels of THC I should be taking at the right times of day with the appropriate strains. I felt I could put this in place and it could manage my moods. So for me personally, if I chose to take any kind of marijuana aid, say, on a particular day, I would only take sativa until 4 o'clock, but after that, I would try a hybrid, and past that time, I would try to eliminate the amount of sativa in my system. After 6 o'clock, I would eliminate caffeine. Caffeine can be a big problem. Any kind of stimulants can be an issue for those trying to get off antipsychotics, so keep that in mind as well. Bottom line, I realized that the main thing I need is sleep, and most psychiatric and psychotic conditions can be alleviated if sleep is part of your regular routine. And it was hard for me many, many years, but you know, Dr. Lynn told me about a straight strain of indica at night, and it just puts me right out and there's no problem. So it's definitely worth looking into. I also incorporate CBD oil at night, and if there's an issue further with sleeping, I take CBN, which is a terpene in the cannabis plant, and it really helps with sleep. And it's an amazing thing because you take one gummy for 30 grams and you're out like a light, as if it was an antipsychotic, but it's so much healthier for you. So yes, you want to go with the least amount of harm that you can do to your body to get the sleep. But they don't care because, you know, it's big pharma and this is a plant that you could grow in your backyard, right? So that's the joke of it all. I also made sure I had a couple therapists I could go to. I have a psycho-spiritual counselor that I check in with every now and then. And I also have a dream therapist who is always very extremely, extremely helpful, who I saw up to twice a month. And their names respectively are Robin Queen and Warren Falcon. I could link to them as well. I also incorporate a regular monthly visit to a gong sound bath led by Carrie Kane, who's this awesome Kundalini guru. And she helped me stabilize in that way every month, just checking in with that energy and getting out all those kinks and resetting. And whether you believe in that stuff or not, it doesn't matter. It has to do with what you believe in, right? So it's like a faith-based thing. So you can find a faith-based support or practice, either a spiritual practice or some kind of meditative practice that can help you through these times when you feel like you need to reset. That's the thing to do. You need that during this process. I also started following a lot of people and everything they had to offer. People like Adele Framer, who is the founder of SurvivingAntidepressants.org, which collects an enormous amount of information on people who are willing to document their journeys so that they can help others of tapering. And just, I watched a lot of things on tapering off of the psychiatric drugs, a lot of YouTube videos, and it all started coming together. People like Dr. Mark Horowitz, who I mentioned, Laura Delano, who also runs the Inner Compass and the Withdrawal Project. And she's gone through being labeled and being heavily medicated, getting off the stuff herself. She had suffered withdrawal herself. I also worked with Haya Grossberg, and I'll have her information in the show notes as well. She was really a kind of holistic healing support, naturopath of sorts, an intuitive healer, and she put me on the path to making sure that I had things that supported me in my chemistry. So I was taking this herbal infusion daily made of nettle, holy basil or tulsi, and oat straw. And this thing was really supportive for my nervous system. I pretty much tried to drink a whole quart of it every day for 2 years, and I still take it. And I also tried these compounds through True Hope under her recommendation, which I really find to be really good as well. Okay, they're amino acids, Power Advanced and Empower Plus Advanced. They are made up of like multivitamins, but the things that you need when you're tapering off these chemicals, they work with people who do this. So setting up all of these support strategies made my baseline really good. And I also incorporated other things in my supplements as well, folic acid, vitamin D, probiotics, GABA, and you want to limit your glutamate. Now, a lot of people, you know, say that they're so sensitive during this time that the supplements didn't make sense. And I would just say it's the type of thing that you wouldn't introduce after you do the taper. It's got to be before. You have to fortify your system so that you're supported in many ways. And then when you start taking away the other stuff, you're already used to that stuff. Okay, so I would just suggest it in that capacity. A lot of people who suffer from psychotic experiences, like a lot of bipolars, they go through like another type, other types of imbalances in their body. So that's where the biology comes into it. And I know that I had a thyroid issue, and I also have a candida issue, which is like a yeast imbalance. Okay. So I definitely looked into that for many, many years. I took care of that also. So these are other things that you want to try to, you know, get control of. With my candida, for instance, I have a very strict diet, limits sugar, no wheat, pretty much no alcohol, because that's pretty much all sugar, and limited dairy. Things that make you healthier anyway. You want to get all that settled down before you do this. You want to have a good therapist, people who you could talk to, who don't question your need to let go of the meds, and who understand the problems with the mental health industry. It is important for you to have that support. You want someone to de-prescribe for you, and you want to find a compound liquid pharmacy if you can. Now, that's very hard to do, but it's the way to go. Okay, so just look for it. I'm sure that there's something that you can rely on in that capacity. And there's a way for the compound pharmacist to write these things up. So I'll give information in the show notes, or also I'm going to have a link to my website, and this all will be on the website. So you really need that to go from the larger pills that only Big Pharma will distribute to you, and then bring it down to the lower and lower doses, okay, in liquid form, so that you can take less and less. I had started on something like 150 Seroquel and 200 of Lamictal milligrams. I'm down to 0.15 of Seroquel and 0.5 of Lamictal. So I've had no trouble. And again, this is not to say that you won't. Okay, this is a personal journey, and it could be a trying one, and I was terrified to do it, but I said, I'm not going back. It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. I put it as numero uno priority. Now I can sit here and say, these are the things that worked for me, and with confidence. I've had no withdrawal symptoms. It's almost impossible for someone like me who's been on these things for 29 years, okay? But it is possible if you put this as the major focus of your life for a time. Basically, right now, I put my health 100% first, and everything comes second. My lifestyle has been changing for a long time, so it is possible. It's very, very possible. But you just have to know your limitations, and I would say the main thing to take heed of is to develop a support system. Practicing self-care is a major priority. It always should be. If you're not, if you are going through a period, say, that you're like, you know what, I need to go out right now and party all the time, and that's fine. Like, that's where you are right now. And I've been there, and it's not the time to taper then. Okay. I don't think I could have done it at other times in my life and been successful with it. In fact, I had not been successful with it. I did that second taper. The second taper I tried, I ended up back in the hospital. Okay. And the first time, it was very dangerous. Again, in the hospital. So it's not worth it, because you want this to be like a permanent thing, right? And I thought it was a long enough taper that second time, but it was only 10 months. I was trying to get pregnant. It just, I was overworking and I didn't have enough sleep and I wasn't sleeping correctly and I had no other supportive substance. And, you know, to help me go to sleep, when I couldn't go to sleep and I had to go to work the next day. And that really builds up on you. So I think sleeping and finding something that's enjoyable and calming is key to your daily routine. Think of yourself as a little baby during this process. It's all about you, you know. And find things that do help in your quest for stabilizing your nervous system. Other people might jive with other things that I haven't mentioned. And you got to maybe test those things out. So there's all different types of things. And there's so many people talking about this right now. And it's a wonderful, joyous time for anyone who does want to taper. But do the taper. Okay, don't do it quickly because you're inviting in a possible problem. And why do that when you're this close? They say the general rule is 1 month. Take 1 month for every year you've been on it. And another person who brings to light a lot of this stuff is named Lyle Murphy. And he's an interesting fellow. He's founded the Alternatives to Med Center in Sedona, Arizona. They do a lot of great videos. He's always talking about all different kinds of medications and tapering and what to do and what not to do. So definitely look him up. He has a YouTube channel. I could put him in the notes as well. So I just wanted to put that stuff out there because I'm coming to the end of my taper and I just bought my last compound liquids, you know, 2 bottles worth. When they're done, they're done. I have to take the jump. But I said, it is what it is. If I have a few sleepless nights, a few weeks of sleepless nights, I have to get through it. But I have my support and I have my support system and I have the substances I need and I know what to do. And I hope in some capacity that revealing this information for anyone who is on the same journey, perhaps this can be helpful. I will put all of this information on my website as well, as I said, with the transcript of this podcast. So you can look up all those links and studies and people and find some information for yourself and do your own research, of course, because none of this is, you know, documented, say, in ways that should be documented. Like the science isn't doing this. It's the patients who are doing this, right? Because nobody's listening to us. They just wrote us off and said, you're mentally ill and this is it. This is all you're capable of in this lifetime, which is a lie. It's a downright lie. So I wish you the best of luck if you start this journey. For me, so far, so great. I feel so much better as every day goes by, as every month goes by, and I let more of this poison out of my system. And I do feel a difference. And it's a joyous chance to start again at life and to allow life to show me what it is that I need to discover off of the antipsychotics. Good luck on your journey and always, always practice self-care.
Thanks for listening to Not As Crazy As You Think, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And remember, mental health is attainable for anyone, especially those labeled with mental illness. Until next time, peace out.